Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Gittin Ayin Dalid, Gittin 74a, pagination is 147. We're going to start from the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the top of the page. But I want to first introduce the topic by way of a Mishnah on the previous daf. Turn one page back to Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. At the bottom, pagination is 145. We're dealing with cases that a get was given on a condition. Generally speaking, that means that we're waiting for the condition to be fulfilled in order to know if this get is indeed a good get. Now, there are different ways that one can construct a condition. One can say that the get is only meant to be effective from the time that the condition is fulfilled, or one can create a condition such that the get is effective now on condition that there's just like a side thing that has to be taken care of, a small item, so to speak. And a person can make the condition as big or as small an issue as they want in the way they structure the condition. In the case of a person who's making a condition that he's going to die from this illness, he clearly wants it to be a get from the current time or some other time during his lifetime. Because if he waits until the condition is fulfilled, then the get will have no use because he's already dead and you can't give a get. Ein get la'achamisa once he's dead. So in that case, clearly, we're looking for the get to be effective now during the lifetime. Likewise, in the Mishnah that we'll do in a moment on today's daf, the person is making a condition, the man is making a condition that you give me 200 coins. So you can structure that either that when you give me the 200 coins, you'll be Megureshes, or right now you're Megureshes, but you owe me 200 coins. These two viewpoints are very common in law, particularly in the way we describe Jewish law. A person, for example, can require a down payment on a sale, and that money is already going to do the kinyan together with the documentation and whatever else he's going to do. He's making a kinyan there, and it happens that you still owe him another $1 million for the building, but the building is yours. It's effective now. Over there, it's not even a condition. It's totally yours, and you just owe the money. If the person would default, the building would still be his, but he would owe the money. Maybe there would be a lien. In our discussion, he's actually making it a condition, but effective from right now. The Mishnah that I'm referencing from Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that during that interim time, when we're not quite positive that the condition will be fulfilled, lo tisyached imo ela bifnei edim, you're not allowed to be together as husband and wife unless there are witnesses present, and it doesn't really require plural witnesses, afilu api eved, api shivcha, even a servant, male or female, would also be sufficient. It has to be that there's no yichud because they're not married right now if this get was indeed in effect. Likewise, she can't marry somebody else yet because we don't know if the condition was fulfilled. Let's move on to today's daf. Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph 74a. About 15 lines down, Masnisen. Hareze giteich. person says, this is your get, al manasha titni li masayim zuz, on condition that you give me 200 coins, harezu megureshes vetite. She's megureshes, but she has to give, she has to fulfill the condition. Al manasha titni li mikan vad shloshim yom, if he makes a condition that you give me these coins between now and 30 days from now, if she fulfilled the terms of the condition, she's migureshes. Vimlav eino migureshes. And if not, she's not divorced. Fairly straightforward. Skipping into the Gemara, about four lines later, mai v'titein. The Gemara wonders, what does it mean, and she has to give? Two viewpoints. Rav Huna amar v'hititein. Rav Huna says, it's a side type of concept. It's a condition. By the way, she's megureshes now. She's divorced. But she has an obligation to give. Rav Yehuda amar l'cheshetitein. Rav Yehuda says she's not divorced until she gives. Mai beinayhu, what's the difference between these two views? Ike beinayhu, the difference will be, and the Gemara gives one example, but we'll see others. Sheniskareya haget o sha'ovad. If the get would become torn or lost before the condition is met. Rav Huna amar v'hititein. Rav Huna says it's a side obligation she has to give. Ein etzricha emena get sheni. They would not be required to do another get just because it got ripped. It was already administered. You ask me, but there's a condition, so fulfill the condition. But the get proceeding made the get effective. Rav Yehuda amar l'cheshetitein. Rav Yehuda's view, which is not the way we paskin, was when she will give, then it will be a get. Tzricha hamena get sheni. She's going to need another get because by the time you fulfilled the condition, the get was no longer in the world. And a get certainly has to be in the world at the time that it takes effect. In halacha, we find not only the example of niskarei haget, the get was torn, but another two possibilities that will have a similar ramification. Number one, the husband can no longer be mevatel the get once she has it. According to Rav Huna, the get proceeding is the time that the get takes effect, and she still has to fulfill the condition. But as the Gemara said, if the get would be torn in the interim, she still fulfills the condition and satisfies the terms of the gerushin that happened when it was given. Similarly, the husband will not be able to be mevatel the get to nullify it after it's been given because it has already taken effect. Likewise, in halacha it's brought, kuf mem gimel se'if beis, that even if the husband dies in the interim, she can fulfill the terms of the get and be divorced definitively from the time that the get was given. The fact that the husband died in the interim doesn't change anything if she's still able to fulfill the condition, whatever it was, climb up the Empire State Building, so then she can indeed fulfill it, even though he has already passed away. Again, the way this condition was structured was almanas, which means it's happening now, provided that you fulfill the condition. And Rav Huna rules, which is the way we paskin, v'hi titein, that she's obligated to give if she wants the get to be effective, but it's not l'chesha titein, when she actually gives. Again, to review the Mishnah that we started with, during these interim days, she's not sure if she's divorced. She's not sure if she can marry somebody else. And therefore, if she did marry somebody else before this condition was fulfilled, the halacha is yifrosh mimenu, she would have to separate ad sheyiskayim hatnai, until the condition is fulfilled. But another ramification of Rav Huna's view is that she could accept kiddushin and it would be binding because the get has already taken effect, provided that she fulfills the condition. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.